Hello and welcome to the graduating class of 2015. Many of you have probably heard me say at some point this year, freshman year 2015.
Yew!
The principle being that this is my fourth freshman year. All the newness, excitement, adventure, surprises, mistakes, and a very steep learning curve. The idea to continually remind myself that this is my fourth freshman year came while on bi-weekly surf trips with philosophy professor Eddie Cushman, as our four-hour round-trip car rides would often result in engaging dialogues about the experiences and growth that are alive at Lewis and Clark. In one such dialogue, the phrase, learning how to think, came up. Now, learning how to think might not be the primary reason you came to Lewis and Clark, but you've sure had a lot of practice since you've been here, and in my experience, thinking isn't all that comfortable. In fact, let's practice what it feels like to think. Sound good? What was that? Sound good? Awesome. All right, if you would, please bring your right arm in front of you just like this. Awesome. Now make a fist with your right hand. Now, please place your fist under your chin. Perfect. Now, with your fist and your chin connected, connect your right elbow to your left knee. Perfect. What you're doing right now is mimicking the same pose as Rodin's The Thinker statue, with which many of you are likely familiar. Notice how uncomfortable this position feels. Your back is bent and contorted. Awareness of your surroundings is limited. It is hard to put aside your discomfort, but in the simplest way, you're positioned for thinking. Go ahead and let it go if you're still holding. The statue of the thinker was motivated by Dante, the main character of the Italian epic poem, The Divine Comedy. In this poem, Dante travels through heaven, purgatory, and hell as his soul journeys for understanding and connection to the truths of his life and others. The thinking pose you just held and the allegory of the soul's journey through heaven, purgatory, and hell is a position we have all been holding here for 4 years now. Thinking this way isn't comfortable. It's scary, emotional. It's energizing. It's everything that makes you, you. The self we have created over the past 4 years may not be entirely representative of where we began this journey. Thinking is not a rearranging of one's prejudices. It is learning to be wrong and finding freedom in the pursuit of what is right, external of one's environment and culture. This isn't easy, but befriending these thoughts is what has brought us here today. Stored away up on the hill in our own little bubble, we've had the added advantage of going through this experience together. Our shared environment has afforded all the melding of all our personalities, and our togetherness has created bonds for a lifetime. We can look back on this time and know what growth took place together. With the same peers who you've worked on school projects and created art, shared dorm rooms and bone meals, played sports, music, and gone on CO trips with. These are the same colleagues you'll meet by chance in the future. We will all know what growth took place together at Lewis and Clark. What all of this has yielded, the thinking, the shared experiences, the 4 years of heaven, purgatory, and hell, is a new degree of freedom. It is the freedom to hopefully know and understand yourself and those around you a little bit better. As David Foster Wallace once said in a speech at a similar ceremony, the real important kind of freedom involves attention and awareness and discipline and effort and being able to truly care about other people and to sacrifice for them over and over in a myriad petty little unsexy ways every day. That is real freedom. That is being taught how to think. So, in years to come, when thinking about the event that was the last 4 years, remember the times we shared debating, supporting each other, learning, and growing to harness the freedom we have all been granted to be as we are, and to understand with a little more awareness and a lot more friends the purpose of learning how to think and to live life accordingly.